Jesus blesses little children. Not only the adults who are concerned for their salvation when they come to Jesus. Jesus loves them. Not the Pharisees and the scribes who are hypocrites. These Jesus openly sent them to hell because they speak not according to their conscience, but against their conscience. They blaspheme the Holy Spirit. But publicans, harlots, who knew their sins, and they beat their breasts, when they come to Jesus, Jesus loves them. And he forgives them. But not only the adults, their children also, who may not know the things that were transpiring. And yet, it's very interesting, Jesus also received them and gave them his blessings. And so he took them in his arms and embraced them and put his hand on their heads and prayed for them to bless them. Is it something that is done for show? Did the children get their blessings? Surely. But they did not know that even the Jews, when they put their hands on the children and prayed for them, that was a custom blessing. And Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7 tells us that the less receive blessing from the better, from the higher. I'm sorry to say, here chime in the disciples and they shoot the parents away. Don't come and kacau, to use a Malay word. Our Lord is too busy doing greater things. That's what they thought. He is below his status to come and be bothered by you children. Well, that is exactly opposite from Jesus' thoughts. So he said, suffer little children to come unto me. Suffer little children to come and forbid them not. And Jesus said, it is these that you seem to despise who belong to the kingdom of God. Because little children may not know, but little children have great faith. When you teach a child, he will argue with you. He will believe what you say. And so Jesus said, let them come to me. And again, he put his hands on them. His grace reaches to the oldest, even to the youngest infants. This week already teaches us that there is no generation gap. And we are going to hear this message on National Day from Reverend Goh Seng Phong and Dr. Lim Teck Chai. There is no generation gap insofar as Jesus is concerned. There is no generation gap between elder members of the family and younger members, according to Jesus. So on the same National Day, Dr. Toh Siang Hua, my brother, will be speaking on strangers at home. But by God's grace, I already precede them. Or else, what's the message? The message is that here is Jesus. And he loves and blesses us all, old or young. and we should be together. But at the time of the Reformation, there was a sect called the Anabaptists. Anna means again. And they would reject the traditional baptism of infants. Not just because there is a Roman Catholic background, but it is all traced to St. Paul. Wherever he went, he baptized the whole families. He and all his. So let us get rid of the idea of the Baptist today, who look at us and quizzically say, you are having the vestiges of the Roman Catholic Church, which is false. It is founded on Jesus placing his hand. If he placed his hand on the heads of a little children of believing parents, how dare we say that we cannot place our hands on the heads of infants brought for baptism? That is a mysterious blessing. And so, it is very wonderful today that our message is a forerunner of the three messages that were given on National Day. Just let them come and you baptize them and pray for them. Will there be any effect? I will tell you my own testimony. When my two children were born, we baptized them early. And then we brought them up in the family as much as we can in the nurture of the Lord. Then when they reach 12 or 13, each one of them, without consultation, one with the other. And the girl came to me and said, "Dad, I want to join the Lord's Supper." Of course, it gladdened my heart. Because when I took the Lord's Supper, my mother especially urged me, you are about 12 or 13 now, when Jesus kept the Passover. So you should take the Lord's Supper under Reverend so-and-so. And I was confirmed in those days. That's what they say. But my children did not consult anyone, but by themselves they want the Lord's Supper and they applied to me. The same thing with the boy. And wasn't I so glad that I know that they have received the Lord truly in their heart? This is the confirmation of their salvation. While we baptize our children and pray for them, you also have a duty to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, in that as soon as they can understand, you will want to tell them the way of salvation, to teach them to pray at night when they go to bed and confess their sins, and when they get up early in the morning to pray that God will help them and lead them on the way, to teach them to say grace, to always thank God for the food and don't just gobble the food anytime, anyhow. Calvin says, if Christians just rush into their food without saying grace, that means to thank the Lord they will be like animals. So, not only that, you will be the first to get them the book that they should read, a children's Bible, King James Version. And to buy them Christian books like Pilgrim's Progress, Missionary Stories, that from young they are already so nurtured that they will be very familiar with appeals from the Lord to serve Him full time. Well, that is the duty of parents. But I was brought up under my grandfather, who was a pastor of the church. My parents lived in Malaysia, and we came to Singapore to study to get a better education. And when we returned to our Singapore second home, Grandpa would always stretch out his hand, put on my head. I don't know why, because I'm the eldest grandson. And I received his prayer of blessing. Well, now I'm a grandfather. It becomes my turn. And I'm very happy for my two granddaughters staying with me. And I bless them, always calling both of them together to come. They bow their heads. I put my two hands. That one day, this is what the elder's granddaughter said to me. Grandpa, pray for me that I will be a better Christian. When I heard that, I thought I'd earned $10,000. If she would be concerned about her salvation, pray that I may be a better Christian, that is the happiest thing. You know, parents today are very busy trying their best to make their children succeed in education. Even on the Lord's Day, they take tuition classes in music, in Chinese, in mathematics. But they bring their children to Sunday school late. They're not so concerned for their spiritual welfare as for their physical and their academic. You grandparents have a great work to do, the work of blessing your grandchildren. But today's grandparents are enlisted to be like amas, domestic helps, to take care of the children. And the parents are busy, they go about, leave it to them. But here's the opportunity as grandparents to pray earnestly for them. What do I pray for them? The most important thing is, help me to love you, the Lord Jesus, because you died on the cross for my sins. And let them know that they have received the blessing of his death, that they may live again. How can they be grateful? While the number one asked me to pray that she may be a better Christian, the number two is the one who says amen, not the other one. Number two says amen. Does she know that amen means yes? Of course she knows. After that, she smiles. We have been blessed by grandfather. Well, today this message is a very simple one. There is no generation gap. We have the generation gap because as parents and grandparents, our hearts are cold. Our hearts are not yearning for the Lord as we should. So we have not spent the time that we should be spending on our children and grandchildren. Now, pardon me, I must speak a testimony for my wife. When we first started the 10:30 service, she already had preceded that, and she started the children's choir. At first it was that the children, because there was no one taking care of children, the children's ministry was much neglected. The Sunday school was for the older ones, and the old adults are forgotten. The young children were not attended to. But the children's choir, while singing once a month in the church, they gather for regular worship, and messages of salvation were directed to them especially. And so many of them have found the Lord that it's a different children's choir, and they know how to give to missions. I'm glad that the children's choir had brought many of the children to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And so that's why it was very popular, and parents liked to send their children to the children's choir. But now come here is now an answer to lifers. I've met with certain lifers, zealous members of the church, that they are Baptists in their thinking. They always argue that the children do not know anything. They cannot believe at that age. Why you baptize them? Well, this is a matter of divine procedure, since they will be saved if you will bring them up in the nurture of the Lord. So Paul baptized the little ones. He and all his were baptized. All his does not mean cats and dogs. All his children. So that answers them very powerfully. They cannot say anything towards refuting. And so they have been silenced. We have now a last contribution, powerfully, from our own institution, Far Eastern Kindergarten. Before this, it had sunken so low that the kindergarten was owing money to the church, not able to make ends meet. The whole kindergarten, double sessions, having just only 100 students. But by the grace of God and to His glory, because we have found the true way of running a kindergarten, it has gone up 50%. Actually, 152 children. So that we are now able to make ends meet and to have surplus. Why? The main reason is that this kindergarten was founded to evangelize children. But it got so bad that we could not even get one of our own members to become a teacher of the Far Eastern Kindergarten. I was the first president of the board that I know well. It was so different. Every principal had to change hands because their heart was on their pay and not in serving the Lord at all. Today I'm so happy to discover that we have one Christian teacher from another place, and her heart is zealous to win souls. And so the curriculum is much heightened to have Bible stories and salvation messages preached to their children. And I believe that souls are now being saved. And when the souls of children are saved, they at once witness to their parents. And the parents are surprised. They close their eyes and they say grace, they thank the Lord for the food. And then they tell the parents, this is what you should do. And parents have been won over, and I know of one member who's a deacon of this church now, who was brought to the Lord because of his own children's influence. How wonderful it is. But now the message must be applied to you all. Why do you want to say to little children? The reason is that the Lord is coming very soon. And when you see the Lord will ask you, what did you do for me? Did you bring anyone? And simply you just bow your head. And this gospel must be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. We must have accelerated missions in every department of our church and in our own lives. Frankly speaking, after my sickness, naturally I'm not as strong as before, but the Lord has still kept me whole. What are my aspirations? To make some more money? No. My aspirations are that God's kingdom may expand to the uttermost. Wherever it can. In the case of my younger brother, he has established many churches in Australia and elsewhere. But as for me, I can do what I can locally and in Malaysia. Well, we started out to the east coast of Malaysia, and we never expected there would be such wonderful results in the conversion of Dr. and Mrs. Wee, and they themselves head up the work. And then we suddenly got Kuantan, a beautiful property. Now it's a kindergarten and beginning to be a small church. And then the Lord gave us mercy. I said I had a dream. This is from the Lord, a burden. Some people laugh at me. But today, mercy is on the way to self-support. And who uses place? Church after church, youth fellowship and so forth, and there they find salvation and they become missionaries themselves. And now we suddenly come to Kota Tinggi, the two sisters are so zealous for the Lord that in no time we have got 55 students coming to the Sunday school. And not to forget, Johor Bahru is in abeyance for a little while, but with one deacon also zealously guarding that place, I believe it will revive again and locally in Singapore, there are many, many doors to the saving of unsaved souls which can all be engaged in. Jesus blesses the little children is a basis of our going out to find little children for Christ. Let us pray. Oh Lord, bless the country messages on National Day of Dr. Goh and Dr. Tik Chai and my brother. May we all be involved and get out from our complacency. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.